See, every single one of us, we, in our lives have made decisions at one point or another. Being here in Colorado Springs, it is my fourth move in the kingdom of God. It is my fourth life-changing decision that I have had to make. Every one of the decisions prior to that impacted at some sort one area of my family. I had my daughter. My daughters would tell me, "Dad, because before I came into the kingdom of God, I was in the military. And I spent almost 10 years, in the military. And it seemed like almost every 3 years we were moving." One of my daughters, my two oldest daughters, they come to me and they tell me, "Dad, we were never able to truly have friends because we didn't know when we were going to move." My oldest two daughters, out of the 13 years of school, counting kindergartner, I think they went to like 10 or 11 different schools. How many know that that would impact you greatly in your life, being able to change and change? And then we come into the kingdom of God. And in 2005, we went to Kansas City to pioneer a church. In 2011, we went back to Killeen, the church that I got saved. So that was a 6-year span. But we moved, two different times while we were there. So it seemed like it was almost every 3 years. We go back to Killeen 3 years later. We're headed out to Garland, right there east of Dallas. In 2014, in 2014, we headed out to Dallas. Once again, that was 3 years. In 2017, we decided to buy our house there in the Dallas area. And every single one of these moves, my daughters always told me, my son, they always told me, "Dad, when are we going to move?" The 3-year span would come, and they would come up and say, "Okay, Dad, are we getting ready to move?" And I would say, "I don't know." In 2025, which was just last year, my wife and I, we responded to the call to be able to come here to Colorado Springs, we've been here 1 year as of last month. Our life has truly been impacted by the decisions that we made. One, it was made for us in the military. But yet, the other ones, we made it because, when it came to the kingdom of God, that was the most important thing for us. We trusted in what God wanted. We knew that it was going to impact, my kids. My kids told me, "Dad, I never really truly had any good friends. I didn't have any real friends in my life because I didn't know when that next move was going to come. So I didn't really want to get too close to people." How many know that that can impact your life? Not being able, I know that we as men, we like to have our boys. Well, my son didn't have his boy. The girls, amen, they didn't have their BFFs. The decisions that we made impacted their lives greatly. But can I tell you, I thank God tonight that every single one of my kids are saved. That every single one of my kids, amen, are in a right relationship with God. Amen. Four of them are married, and one, the last one, I'm praying, and he told us the other day, Dad, Mom, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend next month, and we should be getting married in June. Can I tell you? All those are decisions that will impact at one point of everybody's life. See, we've had, amen, we've had to make hard life decisions. Let me ask you tonight, what's one decision that you can look back on and say, this is a decision that impacted my life? This is something that, amen, when I made that decision, it had a great impact in my life. What's one decision you can look back and say, that decision changed the course of my life? See, God tonight forces you and I, amen, into positions of a decision. It seems like, amen, we are never standing still. First, amen, you are always moving forward. Secondly, amen, you are either not moving forward, you're standing still or stagnant. And third, the decisions you make, listen, the first decision, you move forward. The second decision, you just stagnant. That means you're not doing nothing. And the third decision you make actually has a greater impact because it makes you go back to what you used to be. See, the disciples here in our text, they had to make a decision. Jesus left little doubt, amen, on what he was calling them to be. Can I tell you tonight, amen, there's no doubt on what God has called you and I to be tonight. If they were going to be disciples, then they were going to have to, amen, do one thing. They were going to have to deny themselves, take up the cross, and would have to follow Jesus. How many here you want to do that tonight? Can I tell you, it's a hard decision to make, but it'll be the best decision that you will ever, ever, ever make. See, they had, they knew the requirements if they were going to follow Jesus. They couldn't sit around and discuss, well, what do you want to do? Because how many know that's what we like to do? Well, what do you want to do? Well, I don't know. Amen. It's just like when a husband and wife decide on Sunday morning where they want to go eat. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? Wow, I don't know. Where do you want to go? And we just sit there back and forth. 30, 45 minutes are gone, and we're still discussing, where do we want to go? I know, but nobody does that, right? Well, honey, where do you want to go? I don't know, honey. Where do you want to go? Well, where do you want to go? Well, I don't know. Where do you want to go? And we're just going back and forth. See, if they could weigh the pros and the cons, well, what am I going to get? Or what am I going to pay? Can I tell you, amen, that's what many of times the people in the kingdom of God, That's what we, like to do. Well, what are the benefits if I move to Kansas City? Can I tell you? When we moved to Kansas City in 2005, my wife was about this pregnant. Amen? And she was not just pregnant with one. She was pregnant with twins. We had never been in a cold, area environment. Listen, we are not Eskimos. So when I came here to Colorado Springs, it was a shock to me. And I thank God that last year wasn't that cold, but I think this year is going to be a little bit different. Amen. We get to Kansas City in October. And as we get there, it snows in the beginning of November. I'm driving down I-35 going south, I had Texas tires. I didn't have Colorado. I didn't have, Kansas City tires. The tires that I had were not meant for snow. So I'm getting on the on-ramp of I-35, getting ready to go south. And all I'm going to do is just take the roundabout. And it was going to be, about 2 minutes to my house. I go, and as I'm going, my car does this. And as I come to a stop, I'm looking at a brown UPS truck coming right at me. I'm scared to death. I go and I finally get my tires to get a little bit of traction. I park, and I tell you, this is no lie, I didn't move for 3 days. My wife was about 6 months pregnant with my twins. There was a lot of things, that were in the pros and the cons. But see, if you and I are here in this place, if we are, going to step it up, you and I, the same way, we're going to have to deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow Jesus. See, we can sit around and wonder, for the rest of our lives to consider the call. Or, we can waste our time in years talking about following Jesus. Or we can get up this evening and get going. We can talk about it, we can be about it. What are we going to do tonight? Are we just going to talk about? It's just like the boys, when we get together, we begin to say, you remember how it used to be. And that's all we can do. Girls, you do the same thing. You remember how it used to be. But yet, what gets accomplished? See, we can waste time. We can sit there, talk about following Jesus, or we can get up and we can get going. Let me ask you tonight, what is the decision that you are going to make tonight? Are you just going to sit there and talk about it, or are you going to get up and be about it? See, firstly tonight, we need to consider our decisions. See, it's easy, to blow this off. But what is your decision tonight? What are you going to decide? In verse 24, it says, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words of him, the Son of Man, will be ashamed when he comes into his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. See, one of the sayings of the world today is, you only live once, YOLO. Listen, I don't know a lot of young age terminologies. Amen. My wife the other day, she said, somebody's ghosting you. I said, where's the ghost at? But there's another terminology that says, YOLO, you only live once. So you better take advantage. Go for the gusto. Just do it. All of these sayings, amen, are about one person, and that is you and you only. It is about looking after number one. Can I tell you, because the world says, if you don't look after yourself, nobody's going to look after you. How many have heard that? But how many know that that's the world saying? But that's a saying that can get caught up even here in the church. The things of God in the church have no, amen, have to take a back seat to what you want to pursue in your life. If you don't have anything more important to do, then, amen, you'll go to church. Then I'll go off, amen, to the Lord. It is my life. And I have to make the decision that best suits me. How many know that can be, amen, a decision that you and I, amen, to always look after ourselves? Can I tell you, the Bible says if we just look after ourselves, we're going to gain many things, but we're going to lose the most important thing in our lives. See, in the process of you making the decision, we lose our lives. When people spend their entire life pursuing the things of the world, they get to the end and look back. Then they see what exactly they accomplished. Can I tell you, when we truly look back and we see what we've gained, is it worth what we do? Is it worth the decisions that we make? See, all those things, amen, when you are there in the moment, they seem to be important. But suddenly, amen, they lose their appeal. See, there is no mark that they've made. All it is a life that has just gone and passed by. They've lost their lives chasing the things that don't really have a matter in their lives. Their whole life was spent on the things that suddenly don't have the same level of importance. You know, I thank God that I have some people that know how to use these phones. Because, listen to me, whenever, I go to John, how do you do this? I go to my kids. Listen, my kids, they tell me, Dad, how come you didn't ask me? Because you're not here for me to ask you. I think this is a 15. Some of you are already waiting for the 18 and can't wait for that 18 to come. Amen. Man, can I tell you? Is it really that important for you to have the 18, 19, or 20? My kids tell me, Dad, my phone doesn't work. Well, it works good for me. It does everything that I need. See, the decisions that we make to not follow Jesus, it'll cost us our whole lives. See, you can gain the whole world, but lose it completely at the very end. We can spend our lives trying to gain the whole world, and in the end, we are in a state of lost confusion and also destruction. And then we begin to say to ourselves, I was chasing after everything. I wanted everything. I did everything. But I never gained nothing at all. I lost the opportunities that I had to be able to follow the Lord. Jesus says, those who make their decisions to gain all possessions will lose their souls. Let me ask you tonight, what decisions have you made concerning your soul? What decisions have you affirmed? Amen. Are you chasing after all the things, amen, that are in the world, but yet your soul takes a back seat to everything? Their soul, amen, they sold for something that they will never be able to have. Can I tell you? You can never buy happiness with the treasures that you have. You can't buy happiness. You cannot buy joy. You cannot buy, amen, good health. Because all those things come from God. See, we can be ashamed. We can say, amen, I don't want to fall behind. Can I tell you, I don't care about falling behind, because all I care about is, am I going to follow Jesus or not? You know, my kids can tell me, Dad, you have the iPhone 11, because that's the one I had before that. But I didn't care, because all I knew is that I was following Jesus and nothing more. That's it. Whatever, amen, Dad, you're falling behind. My kids the other day, amen, they told me, Dad, you got to get on TikTok. I said, for what? You're falling behind. Can I tell you, I'd rather fall behind than get snared and trapped. I just threw that in, amen. That's not in my notes. See, nothing in your life will remain hidden. Everything will come out, and everything will be out in the open. See, the benefits tonight of a good decision is we can lose, amen, we can lose our lives, but save it. We can give up our lives for Christ, but save it. If we, amen, make Jesus, amen, our all, he will be our rock. He will be our defender. He will be our help in the times of your trouble. See, we will have eternal rewards. How many tonight, as the Bible says, listen to me, that you're going to have a crown of righteousness? All you're going to do is take it off and throw it at the feet of Jesus. Can I tell you? You can't get your crown, because you can't go to Burger King and get it for you. Amen. Well, let me just go to Burger King. Amen. And I can just, listen, you cannot do that. First Thessalonians 2:19. For what is our hope? Or joy, or ground of rejoicing? Is it not even, the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? We will receive, the crown of rejoicing when you and I stand before Christ. 2 Timothy 4:6-8. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering. And at that time of my departure, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not to me only, but also to those, amen, who love his appearing. See, we will receive the crown of righteousness. When you and I, amen, are at the end of our race. James 1:12, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life with the Lord, amen, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. 1 Peter 5:4, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. How many have ever bought a false gold, amen, or amen, a cheap metal, amen, item, and then your skin turns green, right? It fades away. What you get in God, folks, will never fade away. What you get in God, amen, it will hold, amen, itself. It will not fade away. 1 Corinthians 9:25 through 27. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus not with uncertainty. Thus I fight not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. See, you and I, amen, we will all receive an imperishable crown when we have forsaken ourselves for the sake of Christ. See, the temporary rewards and pleasures of this life don't have anything to do with what God has for our lives to come. You know, my mom, my aunt, when my aunt passed away, she gave me a set of earrings that belonged, amen, to her grandma. And can I tell you, those, amen, were priceless. They were priceless. So what I did, amen, listen, I don't have my ears pierced, amen. So what I did is I went ahead and gave them to my daughter. Those will never fade away. They will never, amen, listen, because they are real. Can I tell you, we are going to receive, amen, something real in Christ, folks. We are going to receive something that is not going to fade. Amen. We are going to receive that which God has for you and I. First Corinthians 2:9, and I'm getting ready to close. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, but things which God has prepared for those who love him. Can I tell you? You think you've seen a lot of good and great and things that make you say, ah. What we will see with God, it will be nothing like we've seen here on earth. We will see the kingdom of God. We will see the gates of heaven. We will see the streets of heaven. But you will only be able to obtain that if you make the right decisions. You cannot, just because my wife and I pastor the church, my kids cannot, amen, inherit that by themselves. They have to make the decisions themselves. My kids, amen, have to be able to have the fear of the Lord with fear and trembling upon their lives. They cannot just be, my dad pastors a church, so I am guaranteed, can I tell you? Better beware of that. You better beware of that, because just because you are right, or maybe tonight you haven't made the decision to get you right, you can make that decision tonight. So I close with this question tonight. It is time for you to decide. What are we going to do? Are we just going to live our lives for the here and now? Or are we going to live our lives for what Jesus has for us in that to come? Because if we have it for the here and now, you can enjoy. But can I tell you, each and every one of us, what we enjoy here, it's going to go to waste. It's going to go to waste. And then what are you and I going to be standing upon? Where if we stand on God tonight and we make the decision to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him, you will never lose. What you think you lose, you will gain. Amen. What you think you lose, you will gain. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Amen. We're here tonight and you're in this place. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you're here in this place and you're not right with God. I'm not telling you if you are a bad person, if you are a good person, because we know if we're saved or not. We know if we're in good standing with God or not. We know if our lives, amen, are in a good relationship because we've made the decision in our lives to follow Christ. Maybe you're here in this place tonight. You are here in this place. And you've never made that decision. You can decide tonight. You can make that decision. Kids are raising up their hands. How about you, adults? How about you? Will you make that decision tonight to follow Jesus? God, let me not be ashamed of you. For I know that you will not be ashamed of me before my Father. But you have to be able to make that decision while you still have breath. You cannot do it afterwards. They cannot pray for you afterwards. The decision has to be while you still have breath upon you. You're not saved here in this place tonight. You're not right with God. But God tonight wants to do a miracle in your life. Will you allow him to do that miracle? Simply lift up your hands. I want to know who to pray for. Lift it up. Lift it high. Amen. God sees that hand. Anybody else tonight? God sees that hand. Anybody else tonight? Amen. People are lifting up their hands before God. You cannot have the opportunity after you, are no longer here. You can put that hand down. Puedes bajar esa mano. You're a backslider, amen. You were once saved. God became secondhand to you. God became second nature to you. You sought after, amen. You went after the saying, you only live once, so you better enjoy it while you're here. And today you find yourself where once you were in the things of God. Where once, you were in the kingdom of God. But tonight, you are distant from the things of God. And you are here in this place. And you are not right. Can I tell you, if you were to stand before God the way that you are today, You would not hear those words if you are backslidden. Enter in, my good and faithful servant. But you want to make the decision tonight to say, Pastor, I'm going to recommit my life to Christ. If that's you tonight, just simply lift up your hand. I want to pray for you. Amen. I see this hand lifted up, but you can put it down. Would you allow God to truly move upon your life? Anybody else? Young kids are lifting up their hands. Anybody else here in this place? You want to make that decision? Amen. Hallelujah. If you lifted up your hand, can you look at me? Are you honest tonight? You honest? Honesto? Roberto? Honesto? Who else? Little kids, they lifted up their hands. Anybody else tonight? You honest? You honest? Honest? Would you stand? I want to pray for you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Come forward. I want to pray for you. Amen. Sherry, if we can have you come, just pray with her. Jesse, if you can pray with him. Adrián, si puedes venir. Te lo puedes mantener para poder escuchar, seguir escuchando. Kids, come forward. Kids, come forward. Come. Andrea, can you pray for these kids? Come on. Come forward. Don't deny anybody ever the opportunity. Miss Andrea is going to pray for you. Yeah, that's good. Go pray for her. Go pray with her. Never deny anybody the opportunity to get right with God. It doesn't matter their age. Let me ask you, church. The Word of God says, will you deny yourselves, pick up your cross, and follow Him? See, that is a decision that you are going to have to make. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, move upon their heart, their lives. God, touch them, Jesus. Padre, muévete poderosamente sobre su vida, Señor. Ayúdale. Padre, tócale. See, every single one of us tonight, amen, we are going to have to continually make the decision. It's not just do it. It's we are going to have to make the decisions concerning our salvation with the living God tonight. You're going to have to continually deny yourself. You're going to have to continually pick up your cross. And you're going to have to continue. You're going to have to continually make yourself to follow God. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Maybe God, amen, touched you during the service. Maybe God spoke to you during the service. Amen. Let God move, amen, upon your life. Let God, amen, dejen que Dios se mueva sobre sus vidas en esta noche. Que Dios les toque. Que Dios se mueva. Padre, tócalo, Señor. Roba, baba, bandolo, bandolo, rolo, shi. Randolo, bandala, shanda, randolo, bandala, shi, aralaba. God, help him, Father. God, touch her in the name of Jesus, Father. God, we come before your throne tonight, God. God, we come before your majesty tonight, Padre. Tócalo, Señor. Que en las decisiones que él haga, que te siga, Señor, Padre. Father, I pray for these young children, God. I pray your hand, God, be upon them, Father. Strengthen them tonight, God. God, we love you in this place, Jesus. Si arrando lo bando. Ro ba 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 ba, ro lo si aralaba. God, help him right now. God, help him, God, right now. Rolo shanda randa labando. Roba ba 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 bandolo rolo shi. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Amen. If we can just stand, amen, and just go back to our seats. If we could just have our seats. Amen. If we can just have our seats. So we have a special celebration tonight. Amen. Tomorrow is our brother Justin and Naomi's anniversary. Amen. And Naomi sent a special, amen, wishes to her husband, amen, and her family. Let's go ahead and play it.
Les autres négligent, mais moi tu es mon bébé, oui. Les autres négligent, mais moi tu es mon bébé. Et les chéris, non, ne t'inquiète même plus. Oui, dansons parce qu'il est temps. Oui, parce qu'il est temps. Louons notre Dieu, car aujourd'hui il fait de ma vie l'une des plus intéressantes, plus intéressantes. Car je viens de t'épouser et je vais déposer dans ma coupe ce trophée. Oui, t'es mon trophée. Les gens ont tenté des choses pour nous écarter des noces, pour nous étouffer. Mais on a triomphé. Et là, il dit de ce point qui brille même quand tout est noir. Luciole, tu es ma luciole. Et elle lui dit, t'es mon soleil du soir. Et étoile, tu es mon étoile. Et dit, la vie c'est pas facile. Quand on laisse, la vie c'est pas facile. Et elle lui dit, t'inquiète, le Saint-Esprit m'a emmené vers toi pour t'aider. Les autres te négligent, mais moi tu es mon bébé. Les autres te négligent, mais moi tu es mon bébé. T'es mon numéro, di 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 di. T'es mon zizou, zizou, zizou. Les petits auront un joli papa, bien mignon comme un petit rayon de soleil. Je te suivrai comme je te l'ai dit dans la maladie, oh, jusqu'à la fin de ma vie. Et là il dit de ce point qui brille même quand tout est noir. Luciole, tu es ma luciole. Et elle lui dit, t'es mon soleil du soir. Et étoile, tu es mon étoile. Et la vie c'est pas facile. Quand on baisse, la vie c'est pas facile. Et elle lui dit, t'inquiète, le Saint-Esprit m'a emmené vers toi pour t'aider. Les autres te négligent, mais moi tu es mon bébé, oui. Les autres te négligent, mais moi tu es mon bébé. Comme une chair, le diable on va le frapper. Ensemble on va impacter, on va impacter par le Saint-Esprit. Et là il dit de ce point qui brille même quand tout est noir. Luciole, tu es ma luciole. Et elle lui dit, t'es mon soleil du soir. Et étoile, tu es mon étoile. Et la vie c'est pas facile. Quand on plaise, la vie c'est pas facile. Et elle lui dit, t'inquiète, le Saint-Esprit m'a emmené vers toi pour t'aider. Les autres te négligent, mais moi tu es mon bébé. Oui. Les autres te négligent, mais moi tu es mon bébé.
Amen. Let's give God glory for that. Come on. Come on. So his wife cannot be here with us right now because she is going through the AIT. She joined the Army. She just graduated at the end of last month on the 30th, right? On the 30th, she graduated from basic training.